From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott, and here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. A shocking story involving law enforcement and child pornography. More questions about drones and jail time for Gold Bar Bob. First, the shocking story out of Mercer County that has rocked the public and the law enforcement community. A Mercer County couple with ties to the law enforcement community are accused of creating adult videos in front of their children.
Brian DiBiase, a Hamilton police officer, and his wife Elizabeth, an employee with the Mercer County Sheriff's Office, were arrested Wednesday at their home in Hamilton after officials say the social media platform Kik notified the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children that 36 images of newly produced or homemade content of child sexual abuse material had been uploaded. The IP address was tracked back to the DiBiase home on Marlin Pond Road, according to the affidavit of probable cause filed by the investigators. The uploaded images included the couple having sex in the presence of their children, investigators said. Another image showed one of the children naked, according to officials. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Many in New Jersey, including government officials, are not satisfied with President Trump's statement about the drones that have been flying over New Jersey. He says they're not the enemy. Elected officials, from Congressman Josh Gottheimer to Monmouth County Sheriff Sean Golden, still want to know from the FAA what type of research these drones were doing and who was doing it. Republicans in the state legislature want the FAA to appear at a special hearing and answer questions about it. Former U.S. Senator Bob Menendez sentenced to 11 years in prison for his conviction for accepting bribes of gold and cash and acting as an agent of the Egyptian government. Crimes his own lawyers say earned him the nickname Gold Bar Bob. Outside the courthouse, a defiant Menendez aligned himself with President Trump, saying Trump was right to attack the judicial system.
Welcome to the Southern District of New York, the Wild West of political prosecutions. President Trump is right. This process is political, and it's corrupted to the core.
Given a chance to speak in court before his sentencing, the 71-year-old Menendez broke down several times as he described his accomplishments and begged the judge for leniency. New Jersey's First News is on Facebook and Instagram. Every morning I tell you what you need to know to start your day in a short video. Just like and subscribe. It'll be included in your news feed. You can also enable app alerts on our free mobile app, and it'll be sent right to your phone. If you use Google Maps, you may notice some changes soon. Company officials say they are changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. In Alaska, Mount Denali will go back to Mount McKinley. President Trump ordered the name changes when he returned to the White House. Google says users in other countries will see both the old and the new names on their maps. Some Jersey schools are changing their schedules for the Super Bowl. Not everybody is happy about it.
Just outside Philadelphia, schools in Gloucester City will open late the Monday after the big game. There will be a two-hour delay for all schools in the district. Gloucester City school officials say they want students and families to be able to stay up late and watch the Eagles take on the Chiefs. The Super Bowl is Sunday, February 9th. Kickoff is 6:30 p.m. If the Eagles win, celebrations could go late into the night. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
It is getting a bit easier for New Jersey's seniors to apply for property tax relief. For the first time ever in New Jersey, one application now covers three different programs.
The Department of the Treasury says applications will be mailed to over a million residences in the weeks ahead, and an application will launch online in mid-February, combining three state property tax relief programs, Senior Freeze, Anchor, and the first round of Stay NJ. The deadline to complete the combined application is October 31st, but the state plans to start distributing benefits in July on a rolling basis for folks who act quickly. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A Jersey town is canceling its annual Groundhog Day celebration for the fifth straight year. They have struggled to find a new groundhog.
Milltown residents say Groundhog Day is a major tradition for the 7,000 people who live there, but officials can't find a new groundhog due to New Jersey state law. It all started in 2021 when Milltown Mel died, and the town wrangler managed to find a replacement in Tennessee. However, they had to surrender the new groundhog to the state because of a law that prohibits importing animals that may potentially carry rabies, with officials saying they can't get a groundhog legally until the law is changed. This year, Milltown residents are invited to the Essex County Turtleback Zoo, where Edwina the groundhog will predict either six more weeks of winter or an early spring.
Natalie Migliori, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Duke Farms in Hillsboro is feverishly working to get their famous Eagle Cam back up and running. A car crash last month took the camera out. It had a brand new audio feature. It has remained offline. Executive Director Margaret Waldick says the camera should be up and running in time for the next Eagle season to start.
What we're hearing from our partners on the ground in terms of the Eagles, they are in the area. We know they are getting ready to start the egg incubation process. The Eagles seem healthy and ready to have another successful season.
The first Eagle nesting pair was spotted at Duke Farms in 2004. In 2008, the farm installed one of the first ever live-streamed cameras in New Jersey, and since then, 32 eaglets have fledged from that nest. If you're taking the family to the Wildwood Boardwalk this summer, you may notice some changes. Security enhancements, some you can see, others you can't, are being added to keep tourists safe. Security barriers and better lighting are being installed. Some of the security changes follow the deadly terror attack in New Orleans. Also of concern, the history of rowdy teens flooding the boardwalk. Last year, Wildwood officials declared a state of emergency and imposed a strict curfew. New Jersey has landed a spot on Priceline's list of the top places for people who are town-sizing this year.
The category includes small towns that offer charming, quaint stays. Priceline likens the vibe to those of a Hallmark made-for-TV movie. North Wildwood ranked among other town-sized notables like Three Rivers, California, Bretton Woods, New Hampshire, and Old Saybrook, Connecticut. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. And make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. All of our content, that's available anytime. Just go to nj1015.com and click on demand. I'm Eric Scott. That's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at nj1015.com.